Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. Of course, I'm here with Chinese best friend.
Hey, Chinese best friend. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good, man. I went back home again.
Yeah, I miss you, man. It's been 1 month.
Yeah. I go back and get my monthly tan.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you do. Look very tan today.
Yeah, man. I go back home and I don't want to lose my darkness, man. You know? In the wintertime in America, you just start, everybody can start getting light skin. So I go back home and get darker. I got to, you know, I'm still in competition with Akon for the High Go Seek competition coming up in 2022. The High Go Seek Olympics is coming up in 2022.
Oh,
so
really?
Right now, yeah, Akon is been in first place. He won 10 years in a row. Lil Boosie is up there too. And of course, Flavor Flav has won a few. Wesley Snipes lost a couple of years ago, and Don Cheadle came in third place. So I'm trying to win it all this year.
You will probably win first place.
You
got real good darkness on you. You look like you've been swimming with the dolphins in Ghana for a while.
What the fuck the dolphins got to do with me getting dark?
Oh, hanging out in the ocean, Mike.
Okay, thanks, man.
Yeah, you look very dark.
Did you have your medication? Did you take all your medicine today? Or you just took some?
Took half.
All right, let's bring up my guest. Give a big hand for Chef Laurent Von Der Poel.
Hey, Mike, the last time I heard a chef's name that long was Chef Boyardee. What was it? John Bardabu?
My goodness, well, can you...
Welcome to the show, miss.
It's like a Spanish and French and like a little bit of everything in your name.
Yeah.
And it ends with a pool. Like
a poodle?
No, pool? Like a swimming pool.
Oh, pool. Oh.
Was there any Ghanaians that are vegans?
Yeah.
Oh.
But that's why I'm bringing it.
Is fufu part of vegan? Because
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is?
Fufu is vegan.
Huh.
It's made of cassava. And it's vegan. Fufu, actually.
Yeah, but I'm saying then you got to make a vegan soup. Because Ghanaians, we like all kinds of meat in the soup.
The cantomere and the okra soup and all of that.
So if you make them without meat, it's pretty much vegan.
It's vegan, 100%. And what I love about
vegan, you have fake meat, right? It's not fake.
You can do all
artificial
of that.
Meat. Right?
I can never eat fake meat for some reason.
That's like sleeping with a sex doll.
That actually make a point there. Like, yeah.
Well, you can use mushrooms. You can make vegetables taste meaty. It's really the flavor profile that you add to the vegetables.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not really.
Yeah, that's how you live longer, right?
And that's the point, you know.
We should stop eating meat, Chinese best friend.
Yeah, can we order Thai food first today? Maybe we'll stop tomorrow.
Well, Thai food can be... I love Thai food. Kalo, a red curry, a vegetable.
Vegan.
Yeah.
So vegan, what is... vegan involves no meat, no shrimp, no nothing.
No shrimp. No fish, no eggs, no milk, no nothing.
That should be...
Well, I stopped drinking milk. I stopped dairies, a year and a half ago.
Okay, good. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people think that you're so limited. But just think about the thousands of plants that grow on the planet. There's so many fruits and vegetables. And it's really about your creativity. As for me, I've been vegan for over 20 years. So, and I work with the best. Venus Williams, Common.
For
I work
real. Venus Williams is a vegan?
Serena. I work with them.
Common is vegan?
Yeah, he is. Yep.
That should have been common sense.
Are you here to make Michael Blackson vegan?
I am. I'm going to make you vegan.
No, I'm 100% down with stop eating meat.
Yeah, I'm good. I think you should start my 21-day vegan challenge. I have an eat yourself sexy journey that
I can't eat nothing, like not even coochie? I'm curious.
Yeah, that's elite.
Coochie you can eat.
Oh, that's vegan? Oh, well, yeah. Mike, that's fine. You're good. You could eat coochie. How about ass? Oh, never mind. That's the wrong question.
Ass is not vegan.
Yeah, that's not vegan. That's pescatarian or whatever. Fish pitarian, whatever.
What's up, Mother Suckers? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast, with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
You're safe all in that area. What you don't want to do is eat any meat. But see, that's the thing, is that when you cleanse your body, the sex is much better.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And you taste better, and your everything is just better. Everything is cleaner, and you last longer.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've been coming so quick. Fucking meat. Fucking with his meat.
Yeah, Mike, if you become vegan, no more 30-second man.
And then there's more herbs. See, once you really understand that food is your medicine, then you can you can take herbs that heal you and that make sure that you are performing at your best.
That's why Tiffany had his dick in common, because he probably fucking her longer. And now my fucking lady left me again, probably because I've been coming too quick. That.
It's time to go vegan, motherfucker.
It's time to go.
She broke up with me again.
Oh, shit.
Coming too quick.
Listen, if you go vegan, I guarantee you, you're going to get her back.
Yeah, Mike.
Might be too late.
She's tired of your freaking 42 seconds and 21
Yeah,
seconds.
But I'll be giving her 10 42 seconds.
Oh, that's a lot. That's like vegan.
All right, so I didn't know that. I didn't know that being vegan helped your sex life.
It does. There's certain herbs like yohembe. Yohembe is an amazing herb for men that helps with, you know, the reproductive
erectile
organs.
Dysfunction.
Exactly. I and that's if you eat pills. All that meat and all that dairy, you'll see.
Dairy is not good.
Dairy's not good for you.
I know everybody listening to this who eats meat and living a regular life, they know what's going on. You know, it's none of my business to say, but you know what's happening behind closed doors because you're not healthy. You're not getting enough oxygen to your different body parts.
Oh. All right, let's say you eat all that vegan shit and stay healthy, work out, and then you get hit by a car and you're dead, healthy as fuck. Man, when I die, I want to be like, he should have been dead, motherfucker. He died. I don't want to die healthy. I'd be really upset if I die healthy. When I die, I want everything. I want my dick to fall off. I'm like, Mike should have been dead.
Get hit by lightning in Ghana somewhere.
Man,
I would hate to be healthy and then Tiger Woods drive in front of me and fuck my life up.
Yeah, he was going 85 miles per hour.
In a fucking Genesis.
Yeah, on a 25 mile per hour school zone.
What happened to Tiger?
Well, like we found out today or whatever week it was that we found out that he was speeding, right?
Yeah, it was like a curve going into like the mountains or something. And he said he was just going regular speed and usually everybody falls off that mountain. I guess they found out from the computer, the Genesis, that he was going 85 miles per hour.
And what, did he hit somebody?
Huh? Nah, he hit him. See, he hit a wall, right?
No, he hit a curb tumbled. And then he flew and tumbled.
This happened.
She doesn't watch news.
Is it veganism?
I don't watch the news.
You watch vegan news?
I don't watch the news. I literally just bought my very first TV in life. This year.
Oh, well, congratulations.
You live in a village of Beverly Hills?
I don't like TV. TV isn't my thing. TV isn't my thing. But I got it because I like movies.
She have no clue what's going on, do you?
No, I mean, I don't really focus on bad news.
Do you know Michael Blackson? He's famous on TV.
Yeah.
No, I'm kind of famous. I'm not.
No, actually, you're pretty dope.
But she doesn't watch TV, mother sucker.
Yeah, but she see, that's how you know you made it.
I watched Coming to America.
Oh, you did?
Were you watching on the microwave?
I watched it on my new TV.
Oh, yay. How many inches is that TV?
I don't know. It's pretty big, though.
Is it bigger than that one?
It's about that size, actually.
Yeah, this actually, this TV came with the PlayStation. If I was to buy a TV, it would be like that whole size of that wall.
Oh, wow. I don't think I need that.
Yeah. Walmart has a sale. Like, no, let's go after the show.
I'm not going to fucking Walmart. They did well. Just, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, Zamunda, Nextdoor, Rakana, they're all fictitious places. They're not real. You know, when you're dealing with places that are not real, you know, you could kind of like make up your own things, you know, make some things up. And, you know, people sometimes don't know any better. They just.
I feel like Africans were pissed when they saw.
They were pissed because African thought, you know, they were trying to be Africans, but these are made up places. So, and I had an interview, I had a TV interview when I was in Ghana, and I talked about this, like, we can't get upset. We can't take this personal. These were imaginary places. They're not real places, you know.
It's not real places, Mike. For goodness gracious, I thought it was real.
You tried to buy a fucking round trip ticket on American Airlines to go to Zamunda, motherfucker?
You just ruined all the Asians' dreams of going to Zamunda.
Well, good luck, man. You know who goes to Zamunda?
Who?
Spirit Airlines, motherfucker. Good luck getting a round trip ticket for $30. It's going to cost you $6,000 for your luggage. And then you got to pay another $3,000 to breathe. And then when you ask questions on the plane, that's another $3,000.
That's a lot of hidden charges.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.